You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So Rod, Dana was in here telling me, she's like, oh, Buddy Guy, by the way, is your artist of the day. Love the Buddy Guy. Oh, that's baby making music right there. That's what that is.
Oh, yeah. When I walk through the front door,
we're setting parameters.
I swear I heard the back door slam.
Oh, the old back door slam. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sneak and suspicion.
Yeah, she got herself another man.
Got another man.
Yeah, the old back door man.
Yeah.
Dana was just trying to put some parameters on her phone that would not allow her to go on Twitter after 10 o'clock at night. I said, I don't think you're going to make that. Dana, I want you to look at this number. I just logged on to my Yahoo Mail account.
Okay.
Which I hadn't done in a long time.
Okay.
Which is probably why I don't have my KISS tickets yet in the mail, SprintCenter.com. That's my unread emails on my Yahoo account.
What's that first number? I see 427.
Nine?
9,427. See, I don't keep a separate email account for that very reason.
I haven't logged onto this stupid Yahoo Mail account in probably 3 years.
One of the things I want to tell the good people listening.
Maybe more.
If you go into settings and screen time, which is where you're going to find all this information, click on app limits and downtime, and it will let you go in and restrict the number of notifications you get. I just wiped out every single notification except three. I still want text messages, Scott. I want my phone to tell me that.
Sure.
And breaking news updates, I kept the Kansas City Star and CNN. You know, from time to time, we'll be sitting here during the show, and I'll look down at my phone, and it'll say breaking, you know, historic Supreme Court decision expected in 4 minutes. I'm keeping the breaking news alerts and my messaging for the kids.
I don't think you're going to make it. I don't think you're going to make it.
Guess what else I've decided to do?
Hmm.
I am putting my phone away in the car.
Okay.
So when I first get in the car...
Why are you...
And here's why. Because if you try to call me in my car, the call comes through the car. I'm not going to miss a call in the car. If you call me and I'm driving, the car tells me you're calling. I push a button and I hear you. I don't need the phone to do that.
You said you're going to put the phone away while you're in your car.
I'm going to physically put it away.
Why are you looking at it anyway?
Because I think it's a good habit to just put it away. And if this whole conversation today does nothing and you don't care what your usage is because you're not way on the high end like I am.
This is really eating to your core.
It really bothers
me. Why?
Because
it's too
much time.
I've told you that, but you didn't care when I told you.
It's different when someone says, you're on your phone a lot, than it is when you look down and you see that number. It's so much different.
When you realize you're basically spending another full-time job on your phone every
Correct.
Day.
Correct.
40 hours a week.
Now,
you're
I
on your
would
phone.
Like you to give me credit for music and listening in the car, because I do that, and that's...
No, you'll get no credit, because you called it an hour today. We found out it was 20 minutes. You overestimate your casual usage of
right.
your phone. You underestimate your real usage of your phone.
That's fair.
You were not on your phone for an hour listening to Amazon. Your phone told you you were listening to it for 20 minutes.
Have you ever wrapped presents? It feels like you're doing it for an hour.
That's fun.
Okay, I'm glad we had this talk.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You ready to move on?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you hear who's closing in Westport? You not heard? Mm-hmm. McCoy's Public House is closing in Westport.
After how many years?
I don't know. Let me see if it says in here somewhere.
Forever?
McCoy's Public House is closing on December 23rd, according to one of the owners. Quote from Mark Kelpie earlier today. Unfortunately, market conditions and the competitive brewery environment have made it difficult to continue. Our other concepts, also in Westport, Beer Kitchen and Char Bar, are doing well. We look forward to continued success there. Kelpie and James Westfall... they're also closing Sailor Jack's, by the way. A sign posted on the restaurant's door thanked customers for their patronage and adds, quote, gift certificates will be honored at our other establishments.
Just a one-off?
McCoy's Public House. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Steph Curry does not believe that man landed on the moon. Curry, we ever been to the moon? Multiple responders on a podcast. Nope.
Oh, God.
Curry, they're going to come get us, but I don't think so either.
Oh, God.
The comments come a week after NASA put the InSight lander on Mars, an incredible achievement, and a trip of approximately 33 million miles. The moon is a modest 239,000 miles away from Earth. But Steph Curry, in a podcast, says the United States, for that matter, humans, never landed on the moon. He is a moon landing conspiracy theorist. What is wrong with people? Why is it so hard to believe?
Because it was a long time ago, and the people who lived through it lived through such a monumental, epic achievement that it was a very big deal.
Is it because
we
haven't gone back?
It was on every newspaper and magazine, and they talked about it on the news, and it's because that was a very, very long time ago.
And because of that, people just think we have not been to the moon?
Yeah, like, what?
We haven't fought a world war then either, if that's the thinking. Anyway. Whatever. Oh, here we go. This is a follow-up to a story that came out on Friday. Where are my glasses? They're there. Norman, Oklahoma is your dateline. Kyler Murray, the Oklahoma quarterback and newly minted Heisman Trophy winner, has apologized for homophobic tweets posted on his Twitter account several years ago. Kyler Murray was crowned the Heisman Trophy winner over the weekend, as you may have noticed. Quote, I used a poor choice of word. I would guess that's the F word that ends with get. That does not reflect who I am or what I believe. I did not intend to single out any individual or group, he tweeted on Sunday. Murray was the Heisman Trophy Award winner come Saturday night. Let's see what he wrote on Twitter. This is from early yesterday morning at 2:11 a.m. Quote, I apologize for the tweets that have come to light tonight from when I was 14 and 15 years old. I used poor choice of word that does not reflect who I am or what I believe. I did not intend to single out an individual. Now, I have had many conversations with my children. Hang on, Rod. You're more than welcome on this program in just a second. I have had many conversations with my children. Be careful what you put on social media.
Even at age 15.
But in one of these tweets, and I'm sure it's the F word that is very common in a Dire Straits song from 1985.
Yep.
That little,
yes,
with the
yes,
earring and
know.
The makeup. That little,
yes.
That's his own hair. I can't even use that word on the radio anymore because it is deemed to be offensive now. It was not then, back in the 80s. I mean, it was an insult, no doubt. It was a slur, no doubt. But it wasn't so risque that it wasn't heard several times a day. Wrong? Yes. Right now? No. But are we going to hold people accountable for the words that come out of their mouth when they're 14 years old? God forbid I get held to account for words that came out of my mouth 33 years ago.
However,
because I guarantee you that F word came out of my mouth 33 years ago in 1985.
However, we know better now, Scott, and we talk about this with our kids, and we talk about their online footprint. We talk about it with our daughters.
By the way,
we talk about it with
everybody
our sons.
On the text line is saying the word he used was queer.
We talk about these things all the time. And I would also throw in the retweeting of things that are inappropriate. That and we've even seen this with our elected leaders, that so-and-so liked an offensive tweet written by a neo-Nazi. You can get in trouble for that, as you should. So you have to be careful. And I feel like we know this now. We should be better now.
But these are tweets that he sent out 8 years ago when he was an eighth grader. And everybody is saying it was queer, not the F word. Queer. Queer, 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 queer.
I just feel like if I'm held accountable for what I said at 14.
Oh, my God.
Then basically preps suck and freaks rule is the only thing that you can associate with me.
Right.
is going around saying preps suck, freaks rule. I don't even know what that means now. But at 14, I wrote it all over my damn yearbook.
Prep suck, freaks rule.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing you've ever said.
It's all over the yearbook. I don't even know what it means. But at the time, I was passionate about it.
Yeah, preps suck, man. Freaks rule.
Yeah.
We're going to start hanging people for things that they said when they were 14 years old?
No, I don't think we do.
He shouldn't even apologize for this.
But I also will say that this is going to be someone who is surrounded by other people who help guide these kids. Okay, he has known to have been a standout athlete for how long, Scott? For how long?
Probably since he was 14.
Probably since he was that age. I'm not saying
and he called
that
somebody a queer. So
I'm
what?
Not saying that this was the responsibility of those around him. But have you looked at your kids' social media accounts? I do. Before they go off to college, and I don't think Sarah's written anything inappropriate, you'd better look.
I don't want to look. You know why? Because I don't want my mom to look at my yearbook from 1986.
But, Scott, things that you Prep wrote suck. In your yearbook, unless you're Brett Kavanaugh, cannot come back to bite you later. Things that are online for everyone to see can come back to bite her. Let's say she just retweeted something stupid that somebody wrote that could be deemed offensive. Colleges will look at that. And I'm not saying let's take the heat off the Heisman Trophy guy. I'm saying those around him should have scrubbed that stuff a long time ago.
Hey, Rod, prep strule.
Freaks, preps suck. Freaks
prep suck.
Freaks rule.
Freaks rule.
Yeah.
Yeah. 5767798.
You know, I wear my jewelry from Kriegelmesh Diamonds every single day. We have been clients of theirs for years, since way back in the early days when we got engaged. And whether you want a mother's ring like they've designed for me, my grandmother's ring that I wear every single day that is very, very meaningful to me, they will take any old estate jewelry that you have and turn it into something that fits you, that works for you, that you will wear every single day, and that is very, very meaningful to you. Let them design something for you and sell it directly to you. If you want it in time for the holidays, time is running out. You need to call them by private appointment only. You want to buy a diamond, you want to sell a diamond, call Scott and Steve at Kriegelmesh Diamonds. 913-660-9609 for your private appointment. 913-660-9609 or KriegelmeshDiamonds.com.
No, the Q in LBGTQ does not stand for queer. It stands for questioning, all right? But who cares?
But you know that word has come back around as an acceptable word.
Queer is not a it is not a dirty word.
That word, it's gone from okay to not okay to back to being okay. I think depending on how you use it and who's saying it.
You know what word it reminds me of? Black.
Yeah. We went from black to African-American, and now we're back to black.
And so the quarterback from Oklahoma, Kyler Murray, who won the Heisman over the weekend, is now apologizing for when he was 14 years old using the word queer on Twitter. As if queer, I don't know why I keep saying it like that, is some sort of bad word. It's not a bad word. Queer, 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 queer. Simmer down, America. God.
Do you know who brought this up in passing at one of our charity events? And this is someone who has been around and molded young athletes and their minds for many, many years.
I don't know.
Dayton Moore brought it up. We were talking about the media, and I'm trying to remember how it came to light. Something had been in the news about something similar like this. And he said, it's like you look at these kids and you reach back to something someone said when they were 14 or 15. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm telling you, it's very hard for me to understand why we react the way we do when someone says something at that young age. He said, these kids have so much thrown at them so quickly that to reach back and to look at something like this is unfair. And that's coming from someone who lives in that world, Scott.
Craig and Luke and the others, hang tight. We do have one open line if you want to grab it. The Heisman Trophy winner over the weekend, Kyler Murray of Oklahoma, now apologizing for using the word queer on his Twitter account when he was 14, 15 years old. Says he was not trying to disparage a certain person or a group of people. I don't think he should apologize for anything. Calm down, America. Man, got our panties on a bunch. 576-7798. Let's get to the newsroom and we'll stare.
Outrage in a plea deal. More next.
Hey, it's Scott Parks here to talk to you about my friends over at KC Smile. You know, over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Headley has done incredible transformations for people who were not happy. Let's be honest, embarrassed with their smiles. So picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, photograph session with the grandchildren. Be a hero. Surprise a loved one with a new smile this holiday season. Truly a gift that would change someone's life. What sets Dr. Headley apart? He's the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. And your free consultation includes digital imaging. This is going to show you how your smile will look after the procedure. And the best part, it is a completely pain-free process. Most smile makeovers completed in 2 appointments over a period of only 3 weeks. Schedule your free consultation today. Check out kcsmile.com. That's kcsmile.com.
3:30 in Kansas City, I'm Will Starrett. A judge accepts a plea deal allowing a former Baylor University fraternity president accused of rape to avoid serving jail time. The plea deal had prompted outrage from the former Baylor student who filed the complaint and her parents. They had urged the judge to reject the deal. A former bank teller pleads guilty to embezzling for the savings and loan where she worked. U.S. Attorney's Office says 49-year-old Teresa Williams of Leavenworth entered that plea today. She admitted to embezzling $13,000 from Mutual Savings Association in Leavenworth and then making false entries on bank reports to cover it up. Facing exceptional protests, French President Emmanuel Macron is promising to speed up tax relief for struggling workers and also scrap a tax hike for retirees. Made those pledges tonight in his first public comment since protests against his presidency devolved into rioting in the French capital. Several people who were severely hurt by a man who drove his car into counter-protesters at a white nationalist rally described devastating physical and psychological injuries to jurors who were deciding a sentencing recommendation. James Fields Jr. was convicted last week of first-degree murder and other charges for ramming his car into a crowd in Charlottesville, August of last year. One woman was killed, dozens hurt. Traffic and weather together next. KMBZ News Time 3:31.
I've been telling you, call Dr. Tague at the Center for Nutrition, both, by the way, in Topeka and Leawood at 135th and Row. You know, my girlfriend's down more than 50 pounds and has kept that off since her free consultation with Dr. Tague. What are you waiting for? You are going to love his supportive staff. Medically managed weight loss. They will help you get to the root cause of your weight loss struggle, why you're having trouble losing weight, and why you are having trouble keeping it off. The new year is here. I want to look better. I want to feel better in 2019. Do it with me. Your metabolic health is so important. Give Dr. Tague a call. Have him help you. 913-814-8222 is the number to call. 913-814-8222 or TagueNutrition.com. You tell him Dana sent you.
Plenty of sunshine extending on in for the rest of today. Our highs are up a little bit into the low to mid-40s, and we're clear tonight, low into the upper 20s. Even milder for tomorrow, the high between 50 and 55 degrees. We'll see some clouds streaming in. It will be a cloudy go of it for Tuesday night, a low 32, a little boundary coming in. That'll help to trim the temperatures by Wednesday back to the mid-40s. We'll see plenty of sun. Quick shot at rain in here Thursday afternoon and evening, the high low 40s. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
47 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Somebody corrected me on the text line, and this is from the Washington Post. Your dateline is from May of 2014. Question. Lately, I've been hearing the acronym LGBTQ.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard the second Q means, or the Q means questioning. Is that right? Does that imply the person is uncertain and blah, blah, blah?
Yeah.
Answer. This is a great question, one that I was even asked by one of my new editors here at the Post. I think many of us in the community take for granted that everyone else will understand the acronym. Not always. In fact, the Q can stand for questioning or queer.
Okay.
And sometimes you may even see the acronym written as LGBTQQ. Enough with adding of the letters. Cut it out.
God, here is a great point on the text line. And you know what? From time to time, someone writes something in that is so smack you in the face accurate and just sums up everything we're talking about. It blows my mind. Scott and Dana, if this kid had robbed a store at age 15, okay, no one would know about it. But he says one thing on Twitter, and it's the end of the world. Think about that comment. This is so true. If you rob a store at age 15, or you get a DUI, or you set a house on fire, and you go up through that court system as a minor, what does the court say about you?
Your file is sealed.
Your file is sealed. And why is that at age 15?
Because you're a minor and you cannot be technically held publicly liable or responsible for what you do as a 15-year-old child.
Amen. So if you rob a store at age 15, nobody's going to know about that. But he says this on Twitter at age 15, and we're all talking about it. It is a repulsive double standard. Great point.
Great point. And he said something that isn't even that wrong, if it's wrong at all. He said queer. So what?
I wouldn't suggest saying it, but back to the point that
Michael
we don't
Mackey
hold minors.
Says the word queer all the time.
You know, I think it depends who is saying it and how you're saying it, like a lot of things.
Craig in Kansas City, maybe he's queer. Do we know he's straight?
We do not know.
Okay, then. All right. Hello, Craig.
Hi, Craig.
How are you guys? Love the show.
Thank you.
The only reason why this was coming out is because he won the Heisman Trophy. If you rob a liquor store and then go win the Heisman Trophy, I bet you it would come out then. They didn't say anything about the other two quarterbacks who were standing next to him that were from Alabama and from Ohio State. It didn't come out when he rushed for 2,000 yards. It didn't come out when he threw his 50th touchdown. It only came out when he won the Heisman Trophy. When you hit a certain level of fame, there's got to be a company or somebody out there that says, go find some dirt on this person.
You know who else it happened to the other day?
Who?
Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart, who stepped down from his lifelong dream to host the Oscars because 8, 9, 10 years ago, he said some homophobic things on Twitter and in a stand-up comedy routine.
I mean, Kyler Murray has been at Oklahoma for almost a year now, and like you said, he's probably been a star since he was 14. And now all of a sudden, I wonder what happened had he not won the Heisman Trophy. We still wouldn't know about it. Now he won the Heisman Trophy and is going to go play baseball and be a millionaire. Now something has to come out about him.
But let me ask you this. Because I'm growing a little bit annoyed and tired of the let's go dig through everybody's Twitter crap. And can you be held liable for what you say on Twitter when you're 14 years old, God forbid?
You shouldn't, because a lot of 14 to 15-year-olds have stuff in their background that people probably are cringing about that they don't want anybody to find out about.
Because, Craig, how old are you?
I'm 36.
Okay, so you're a little bit younger than we are, but... I would be embarrassed if somebody went and grabbed my yearbooks, which was the 1986-87 version of Twitter and Facebook.
You remember Brett Kavanaugh.
Yes, I know.
People pulled out those yearbooks.
And I thought that was unfair. I didn't care one way or the other whether Brett Kavanaugh got on the Supreme Court or not.
I
don't think you hold somebody liable for something they write when they're 15 years old. That, to me, that is really digging.
You know what I would say, Scott? And this is different than behavior. And I don't want to bring the sex assault arm into this conversation. I really don't. I think there are certain things for which it does matter later in life. Certain things. But I don't know that words at age 15 are one of them. I remember saying and thinking things in my 20s that were horribly offensive as it related to the news and the news cycle. And part of that is inexperience. part of that is life experience, an enormous lack of life experience in your 20s. And when you're covering things, Scott, like death and dying and fires and drug overdoses in your 20s, you do not have the life experience, in my opinion, to really grasp in some of those cases the gravity of the things you're talking about. And I think you would agree, as you move into your 30s and into your 40s, you cover things differently. You think differently. You think as a parent. You think as a spouse. You don't have those tools when you're in your 20s. And so do we evolve? And I remember he used that word all the time last week.
Kevin Hart.
That I have evolved. My God, don't we all, between 20 to 30 to 40,
sure,
completely evolve in some ways?
I have no doubt. Not proud of it, but I'm not ashamed either. I just don't care because I was 15 or 16 years old. I have no doubt, knowing the way that my friends and I talked in 1985 and 86 and 87 in high school, there is no doubt in my mind that somewhere out there, if not in multiple locations, there are yearbooks that I was asked to sign where I referred to my friend as an F-A-G. No doubt.
Just trying to be funny.
That's the way we talk to each other. I have no doubt in my mind. I used that word with great regularity when I was goofing around with my friends. So did a lot of people in the 1980s. That's just the way it was. Should I be held accountable for the words that I wrote in a yearbook in 1986, 32 years ago, when I was 15 years old? I would argue the answer is no. I should not. Let's go to Virgil in Concordia. Hello, Virgil.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, my friend.
I remember, back in the day, people that were out of place, they were called rounders. And I don't know, Scott, if you remember that.
I thought rounders was a gambling term.
No, it was someone that just didn't fit into place. They were...
I'm not familiar with the term, but go ahead. It must be offensive.
No, it's not offensive, but I will say, when I was talking to Rod, it's a lot easier to say the word queer than in a sentence than spelling out the LGBTQ. And my last point, Scott and Dana, is it's becoming more apparent that Hollywood influences this country and the news reporters. With everything that's going on this past week and the week before, there's a lot of good people, with the Academy Awards and everything. Hollywood steps in, and they have an agenda, and I believe Hollywood's the problem. And that's all I got to say, guys.
Okay. All right. Virgil, do appreciate the call, man. Thank you very much. 576-7798. If you guys want to weigh in, 576-7798. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. It's something that's happened to almost all of us, and knock on wood, happens to none of us in the future. But if you do find yourself in a car accident, remember the name Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. They're the best in the business. I've been out there many times. Dale's a personal friend. I have watched his crews at work, and I can say without reservation, without question, they're the best. Their reputation is so good, they've had people drive in from miles away to get proper collision repair at Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. Their work, by the way, guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. So get it fixed right the first time. Here's their number. It's 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855 or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's in Blue Springs, taking care of cars, taking care of you.
Hey, look, I know it's cold, but the lots are available and ready for you to come on out and build your dream home. Make that appointment to go out and look at Cottonwood Canyon. They will give you a tour you will never forget. We were out there actually playing golf a few weeks ago, believe it or not. They have opened up the final 27 lots overlooking one of the signature holes at Canyon Farms Golf Club. They're right between holes 2 and 3, some of the most stunning, breathtaking landscape you will find anywhere in the Kansas City area. And remember, this is nestled right back off of 435 and 87th Street, right in the heart of Johnson County. If you have not been out there in a while, you will not believe the explosion of building. They have restaurants, hotels, shops, huge brand new business and office parks, and then right in the middle of this beautiful, peaceful, quiet golf course, all of these lots and homes available now for you. A limited number of those lots are available. Make plans to visit the community and start building your dream home now. Secure your reservation for a private tour by calling 913-492-4444, 492-4444, or check them out online. CottonwoodCanyonKS.com, CottonwoodCanyonKS.com.
This song has a bad word in it. Oh, my God. Scott, you used the word a lot when you were in the 80s because you thought it was cute. You wouldn't have thought that if you were queer. That's true.
That's true.
It's probably true. Hey, kids, I'm a 58-year-old man, and you are professional newscasters. There's a joke in there. And maybe an answer to this question would be suitable for me. Why is this even a story about the Heisman Trophy winner? Why is it even news? I truly do not understand. From 5616, I don't either. I do not understand why we have a habit in this country. It happened to Caitlin Collins at CNN. It happened to Kevin Hart last Thursday night. It happened to Kyler Murray over the weekend when he won the Heisman. Some people decide, screw it. They just became super famous, and I am going to go through their Twitter. Now, that's not to say you shouldn't watch yourself on social media. We've all probably said some things on Twitter or Facebook that we later wish we had not. But I don't think that every time you say something inappropriate or that somebody might find offensive, that you have to always come out and apologize for it. I refuse to apologize for things I said when I was 16 years old.
You know what I almost wish he had done? Because people look up to him. Young kids who want to play in the league look up to him. Play for college look up to him. I wish he had taken that moment to say, I would like to direct this to all of the 14, 15, 16-year-olds out there. You are probably thinking things and writing things today, and you will look back in 10 years or 20 years and cringe at some of those things. True. Let this be a lesson to you. If you have a thought, if you want to write something or put something out into the universe that is offensive in nature, think before you click. No one is going to care or read it at age 15. How many followers do you have at age 15? 20? But that will come back to haunt you later, and you will be embarrassed that you thought those things or thought it was okay to write those things.
Okay. I find it fascinating, if I can be just patently and blatantly honest with everybody. There are things that are said in this building on a daily basis that we would never put on Twitter and never say on the air. Let's just cut to the chase and be honest with each other. I'm not mad. I'm passionate. So don't take that the wrong way. There are things that are said in office buildings around this country in private that you wouldn't put on Twitter because you know it's not okay. But people say these things all the time. And we act like when somebody dares to put it on Twitter, well, they better apologize. That's something I may have said in private, but I would never put that on Twitter, so they should apologize. I think America is just a little too eager to get the apology these days. I have said things in the last 2 years that I knew I could get away with in the newsroom, that I know I can't get away with on the air, and so I don't say them on the air. I've said things to my family in private that I would never say on the air. Let's quit acting like we're all a bunch of goody-goody two-shoes who just say nice and wonderful things around each other, because we don't, and that's not real, and that's not who you are, and that's not who I am. I say things that I regret. But I'm not going to go on the air and apologize and say, well, privately the other day, you know what I said? You're not going to believe it. It's just, we've become this apology society lately. And I don't get it. I mean, if I want to be offended, I could go anywhere I want. And I could, I found that Saturday night skit to be very offensive. The one with Santa and the elves.
You mean the one that wasn't funny?
It was pretty offensive.
I was offended by the fact that it wasn't funny.
I thought it was actually very funny. Maybe it hit too close to home for you, Rod, and that's why it wasn't funny. But, I mean, we can all go out and find something to be offended about. Why don't we just calm down? Who cares? Oh, he said queer.
That being said, when you're in the car tonight with your teenager, it is a cautionary tale. Hey, FYI, I know you don't think you're going to be famous in 10 years or 20 or 40, but you might be, and words have consequences.
Okay.
Right or wrong, they do. Think before you post. Also,
well, I would agree with that, that yes, you
selfies
should.
Are for faces. That's my new favorite. That is my new favorite piece of advice. Selfies are for faces.
Is there a story in the stack here about somebody who's not sending a picture of their face?
Pass it on. Selfies are for faces.
Story here from the great state of West Virginia. A former Miss Kentucky who is now a teacher in West Virginia has been charged with sending nude pictures to a 15-year-old student. The Kanawha County Sheriff's Office says 28-year-old Ramsey Burse was arrested on Friday and charged with 4 felony counts of distributing or displaying obscene photographs to a minor. Criminal complaint says the student's parent informed authorities of lewd pictures sent by Burse that were found on the teenager's phone. The unidentified parent said Burse had been the boy's teacher during part of his time at Andrew Jackson Middle School in Cross Lanes. Burse admitted to sending the nude photos of herself. It is unclear whether she has an attorney. You notice lately, it's always been women?
Yes.
It's been women teachers lately?
With teachers, it's women. With organized religion, it's men. And that includes the bishop, Baptist. Was it Baptist church over the weekend?
Mm.
I don't want to get into it. It makes me too mad.
By the way, Burse was Miss Kentucky in 2014.
I bet you they strip her of that title.
Mm.
Like that first runner-up who hadn't even thought about this in years, she's going to get a phone call that like,
did,
hey.
Did you say they're going to strip her?
Rodney!
You said it, not him.
They are going to remove her title. You know, they say if for any reason.
Like a bra?
Miss America or Miss whatever can't do her duty.
Mm-hmm.
First runner-up, here
said
we come.
Duty.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Ignore the immature people here. To your left and immediate right. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Will Starrett.
Happening now on KMBZ, a self-described abuse survivor comes forward. More next.
You know, our friends at Silvercrest Deer Creek and Overland Park are remodeling their gorgeous, spacious apartments. The floor plans were already great with walk-in closets, large rooms, lots of light, even great storage. But now they are upgrading with beautiful dark wood kitchen cabinets, nickel pulls, quartz countertops, all new stainless steel appliances, tile in the kitchen and bathrooms. You are going to love the way it looks. And the look is brand new, but the service and great team has been around for years. Some of their top executives have been there almost 20 years. That is staff longevity, and you will find it at Silvercrest Deer Creek in Overland Park. Silvercrest, an active retirement community, offers both independent and assisted living lifestyles. You do have to be over age 55 and wait until you see the scenery nestled among mature walnut, oak, and birch trees with creeks and walking trails. Visit them soon or drop by for a tour. Just off of 130th and Metcalf, 913-681-1101. 913-681-1101. Silvercrest at Deer Creek, a beautiful retirement community. Love the way you live. Go to SilvercrestKansasCity.com. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.